Okay, I have no financial relationships to disclose. Here at this conference, we know that place and social conditions matter, yet most investigations of the determinants of HIV infection focus on individual traits like a person's race, ethnicity, or their HIV transmission risk category. Social conditions like neighborhood poverty contribute to health disparities of many kinds, including an HIV infection. Yet there's a gap in the research on HIV and neighborhood poverty. The link between HIV and neighborhood poverty has not been explored specifically by zip code in a U.S. city, and it could be used to inform local policy in New York City related to HIV. So we wanted to know whether differences by neighborhood poverty level explained, differences by neighborhood poverty level were explained by differences in age and racial ethnic composition. And more specifically, we wanted to assess the association of neighborhood poverty with HIV diagnosis rates after controlling for other neighborhood factors like age and racial or ethnic composition. So you might think that that having a younger age distribution in higher poverty neighborhoods or having higher prevalence groups like more blacks or Hispanics in higher poverty neighborhoods might drive HIV infection rates, but we really wanted to know, is there something other than those things? Is there something maybe inherent about poverty that is driving HIV diagnosis rates in New York City? And it's not that the question has never been answered before, but we really wanted to see what it looked like now in New York City. And we also wanted to determine whether neighborhood poverty had different effects on HIV rates by sex. So we conducted an ecological analysis. The outcome was zip code level HIV diagnosis rates among New York City residents who were at least 13 years old. And we had two models, one for males and one for females. We constructed these sex stratified negative binomial models, which are a variant of Poisson regression, to measure the effect of neighborhood-level poverty on HIV diagnosis rates. And we had a number of covariates. Again, this was an ecological analysis, so all of our covariates were at the neighborhood level, specifically the zip code level. We controlled for neighborhood-level education, racial ethnic composition, age distribution, and the proportion of each zip code that was estimated to be men who have sex with men. We have four data sources. One was the New York City HIV Surveillance Registry, which is collecting information on all persons diagnosed and reported with HIV in New York City from 2010 and 2011 in this analysis. The New York City Community Health Survey, which is a representative sample of all New Yorkers, and this gave us our estimate of the proportion of the population that was MSM in each zip code. The American Community Survey, we used 5 years of data. It's a representative sample of the U.S. population. It's conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau, and it gave us our neighborhood level estimates of poverty and education levels. And the U.S. Census 2010 gave us our population estimates for the total population size. It counts everybody in the U.S., and so we used, obviously, the New York City numbers by zip code, and this gave us also information about sex, race, ethnicity, and age for everyone in each zip code. Oh, and each graphic slide that I have is followed by text explanation for anyone following along on assistive devices, but I'm not going to read these. Okay. So we define neighborhood poverty as the percent of the population in the zip code with incomes below the federal poverty threshold. We categorized it basically by decile, so a zip code with 0 to 10% of the population with incomes below the federal poverty threshold was called a low poverty zip code. 10 to 20, 20 to 30, and at least 30% of the population with an income below the federal poverty threshold was a very high poverty zip code. We wound up including 180 New York City zip codes that were residential. This is the majority of the New York City zip codes. 6,184 people were newly diagnosed with HIV in New York City in 2010 and 2011, and included in our analysis, this includes over 4,000 males and over 1,000 females. And we had diagnoses from 2 years, but we divided everything by two to get a rate, an annual rate. So our overall annual HIV diagnosis rate was 44.8 per 100,000 population. When we looked at each individual zip code, their diagnosis rates ranged from 0 to 242 per 100,000 population. The median by zip code was 34.8, and the median diagnosis rates by sex were 56 per 100,000 males and 10 per 100,000 females, so much higher rates among males by zip code. And we put this information on maps just because it's a quick and powerful way to see it. So the graph on the left-hand side is poverty by zip code in New York City. It's not an HIV map at all. It's just straight poverty. And the darker neighborhoods represent those with higher poverty levels. And you can see, for one thing, that there's a range of poverty levels in New York City. It's one of the most income unequal places in one of the most income unequal countries in the world. And yet there are some clusters of high poverty neighborhoods in the South Bronx, in North and Central Brooklyn, and Upper Manhattan. And then on the right-hand side, we have two maps of the annualized HIV diagnosis rates among males on top and females on bottom. And they both have the same scale as each other. So one thing that you can see is that there's a range of HIV diagnosis rates by zip code in New York City. It doesn't look the same everywhere. Where you live influences your chances of being diagnosed with HIV, both for males and for females. For females, I know it looks just sort of like a light gray map, but it's because we put them on the same scale as males who have much higher HIV diagnosis rates. But really, for both maps, you can see that some of the higher HIV diagnosis rates are found in some of the higher poverty areas. That was your text explanation. We also did this by box plot so that you can quickly get a sense of what all the neighborhoods in a certain poverty level look like, what the distribution is of the HIV diagnosis rates. I'm sorry I didn't label the y-axis, but that's the annualized HIV diagnosis rates for males in low, medium, high, and very high poverty zip codes in New York City on the left-hand side, and for females on the right-hand side. And you can see when you look by neighborhood poverty level that there's an uptick as poverty increases in the HIV diagnosis rates, both for males and for females. There's a text explanation. And then these are the results of our negative binomial model of poverty and HIV diagnosis rates. On the left-hand side, we have our different poverty categories, low, medium, high, and very high on the left-hand side. And then we have our male negative binomial regression model results on the left and females on the right. We have our crude rate ratios in each one and adjusted rate ratios. And again, we adjusted for those other neighborhood factors that we mentioned earlier. And you can see that the rate ratios increase as poverty increases, both for males and for females, indicating that higher neighborhood poverty is associated with higher HIV diagnosis rates among males and females when looking at poverty straight, as well as after controlling for other neighborhood factors. So this is, again, to remind you, after we've accounted for potential different composition in race, ethnicity, and in age. So it's not about poor neighborhoods just being perhaps younger or higher poverty, higher prevalence populations and blacks and Hispanics. It's perhaps something specifically about poverty that is contributing to HIV diagnosis rates. Specifically, the diagnosis rates for males living in the highest poverty neighborhoods were 1.63 times those among males in the lowest poverty neighborhoods. That's an adjusted rate ratio of 1.63 in the very high poverty relative to the low poverty neighborhoods. And the diagnosis rates for females living in the highest poverty neighborhoods were 2.14 times those among females living in the lowest poverty neighborhoods. Again, after controlling for those other factors that I mentioned, there's a text explanation. In summary, HIV diagnosis rates among males and females increased with increasing neighborhood poverty. At all neighborhood poverty levels, there were higher diagnosis rates among males and females. Living in high, very high versus low poverty neighborhoods in New York City was associated with an increase in HIV diagnosis rates of 63% for males. That's the adjusted rate ratio of 1.63, and a 114% increase among females. So the relative difference in rates between neighborhoods with very high versus low poverty was actually particularly large for women. Women in the highest poverty neighborhoods relative to their to women in the lowest poverty neighborhoods experienced an even greater increase in HIV risk. There are some limitations to the analysis that we did. One is that the zip code as a geographic level is actually a larger area than is optimal for the detection of public health disparities. It's actually been recommended by Nancy Krieger and colleagues that census tract and census blocked are really the ideal level for an analysis of this type. But we don't routinely geocode HIV surveillance cases in New York City to the census tract level. It takes a lot of work, honestly. And the New York City Public Health Department actually did a sort of review of what it would mean to do such analyses at the zip code level, and we determined that if you don't have census tract, it's okay to do it at the zip code level. We use diagnosis rates in this analysis rather than HIV incidence rates. Incidence is not reportable. You know, incidence is something that happens, and it may take a certain amount of time for someone to actually know their status and be diagnosed. So that was the reportable event. We're sort of using diagnoses as a proxy for incidence, but it's not perfect. And this analysis didn't explain how poverty influences HIV, nor why the relative impact of poverty appeared to be larger on females than in males. That said, some of the strengths of our analysis is that this is the first ecological analysis of HIV diagnosis rates and poverty at the zip code level and in a U.S. city. And it's one of very few analyses to specifically assess the sex differences in the poverty-HIV relationship. So that's a unique contribution to what we're sharing today. In conclusion, area-based poverty was associated with HIV diagnoses in New York City, and this supports interventions that are making structural and social changes in New York City. Other structural urban HIV prevention should focus on higher poverty areas, and prevention strategies should look to high burden populations, and that definitely includes males who are the bulk of cases. But if we're going to talk about HIV among women, we have to talk about poverty. That's going to be really important for them. So as far as next steps, well, the New York City Health Department is well aware, as I'm sure you all are, that HIV is linked to poverty. So in fact, all of our HIV prevention, care, and treatment is sort of tilted towards higher poverty areas. But what this analysis can be used for is to support other local place-based approaches to HIV prevention, including those that aren't specifically focused on HIV but are really more structural and poverty alleviation strategies. And then for us, future research would be looking at the influence of poverty on other points of the care continuum, the HIV care continuum, which looks